what evil lurks in the hearts of men. The Shadow knows.
Once again, we bring you the thrilling adventures of The Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. The Shadow, mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Several years ago in the Orient, Cranston learnt a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Red Domino. This story begins in a dimly lit, luxurious room at midnight. A masked man in evening clothes is playing patience. He pauses as a knock comes at the door.
Come in.
Well, we're here, boss.
Yeah, Chief, we're here.
You're 5 minutes late.
Oh, gee, we're sorry, boss.
Don't let it happen again, either of you. If there's one thing I won't stand for in my organization, it's stupidity. Is that clear?
Yes, we got you, boss.
All right. Now, have you memorized my instructions?
Yes, sir.
How about you, Whaley?
I know them by heart. But, boss, I'm a little worried. Suppose there's a hitch.
There won't be a hitch. The Red Domino doesn't make mistakes. Of course, if you make one...
We won't, boss.
You can depend on us, Chief.
All right. Now you two had better be getting along.
Yes, sir. Come on, Darcy.
Whaley.
What is it, boss?
Don't forget to leave my calling card. I don't want to disappoint my dear friend, Commissioner Weston.
Extra! Extra! The Red Domino strikes again! Fifth time in 2 weeks! Standard Bank robbed of $250,000 in cash in sensational bank robbery! Burglars trick police and escape. Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra.
Cranston, I tell you, this Red Domino isn't human. He's some kind of a super crook.
Well, Scotland Yard chased him all over London for years.
Yes, and now he's transferred his operations out here. And where on the merry-go-round?
Just exactly what happened last night, Weston.
Well, he made fools of us again. We had a tip that the Merchants Bank was going to be broken into last night.
That's 2 blocks down the street from the Standard Bank, isn't it?
Yes, and that's just the point, Cranston. The alarm went off at the Merchants Bank and we were all ready for it. Within 2 minutes, I had every patrol car in the district over there.
And it turned out to be a false alarm, eh?
Yes, the actual robbery had been pulled at the Standard Bank. We were decoyed away from there and the crooks made an easy escape.
Oh, a clever trick, Weston. And hatched by a sharp mind. You say he didn't leave a clue, Weston.
He never leaves a clue. He never leaves anything. Except this.
A little red domino.
We found it on the floor, next to the vault.
Our clever friend seems to be a negativist, Weston. It's rather an unusual calling card.
I call it a slap in the face, Cranston. The red domino's been thumbing his nose at us like this every time. I tell you, he's uncanny. Everything he plans is perfect. Split-second timing, airtight and waterproof. Correct right down to the last detail. Look, if I could only get one clue, just one little clue on the...
Excuse me.
Weston speaking.
Oh, hello, Commissioner. Is Lamont there?
Oh, yes. Just a second. It's Miss Lane.
Hello, Margot.
Don't you Margot me. From now on, it's just Miss Lane to you.
Why, what's the matter?
You know very well, Lamont Cranston. You were supposed to be here at the Van Dyke flat at 7 o'clock, and it's 7:30 now.
I'm sorry, Margot.
Well, you ought to be. There's a beautiful dinner up here getting cold. Of all times, you have to be late on Helen Van Dyke's birthday.
I'll be right over. And I shall come laden with gifts to atone for my sins.
You'd better. Don't know why I'm even talking to you.
I'm leaving right now. Bye, Margot.
Bye, darn you.
Well, Commissioner, I'm afraid I'll have to leave.
Fine. Now I can enjoy my headache all alone.
Well, they say there's nothing so soothing as a game of dominoes.
Now, look, Cranston, enough is enough. This is nothing to joke about, and I... Oh, here we go again. Hello, Weston speaking.
There's a fellow out here says his name's James Winter, Commissioner. He wants to see you badly.
Winter? Winter? All right, Constable, send him in.
Yes, sir.
Probably some idiot looking for a stray poodle.
Yes, on the contrary, Weston. James Winter happens to be the governor of the Standard Bank.
Oh.
Commissioner, my name is James Winter. I'm governor...
Yes, we know, Mr. Winter. This is Mr. Cranston, Mr. Winter.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Now then, Mr. Winter, what's troubling you?
Commissioner, have you found anything concerning the robbery at my bank?
Not a thing.
But, Commissioner, you've got to recover what was stolen from that vault. You've got to.
Mr. Winter, $250,000 is a lot of money. Weren't you insured?
Money? Yes. Yes, we were insured. But it's the securities I'm worried about. There were certain papers in that vault. Personal papers, you understand. If they're not recovered, we'll be ruined.
I can't understand what's keeping Lamont. He should be here any minute.
Oh, come now, Margot. Don't worry about it. After all, it's my birthday.
Helen is right, Margot. It's a happy occasion, and honestly, we don't mind waiting.
Oh, you're sweet, Philip. You bet he is. I'm a lucky woman to have such a husband.
Are you referring to me personally, my dear, or to the birthday present I gave to you?
I must say that necklace is a beauty, Helen. My, matched diamonds.
I don't dare ask Philip what he paid for it. I'm afraid I couldn't eat dinner if I did. Must have cost a king's ransom.
If I have my queen, what matters my home and my kingdom?
That must be Lamont now.
All right, I'll answer it.
What the devil?
All right, Van Dyke, put your hands up. Joe.
Here, Frankie.
Close the door quickly.
Look here. You can't do this. Who are you?
We're playing cops and robbers. That's why we're wearing these masks.
But
keep quiet, Van Dyke. I'll do all the talking. Right, Joe. Get to work on that wall safe. It's behind that picture. You know the combination.
All right.
Philip, all my jewelry's in there.
I know, my dear. I am afraid there is nothing we can do now.
Or at any other time.
Pretty sure of yourself, aren't you, Frankie? Whoever you are.
Why not? All right, Mrs. Van Dyke, I'll take that necklace.
Philip, my birthday present.
Will you give it to me, or do I have to tear it off your neck?
Helen, I'm afraid you will have to do as he says.
No, I won't.
Helen, Philip's right. We're helpless now. These men...
No!
All right, lady, looks like I'll have to rip it off that pretty white neck of yours.
Take your hands off my wife.
Keep quiet, Van Dyke, or I'll blow the top of your head off.
I'm going to call the police.
Keep away from that phone, Mrs. Van Dyke.
Helen, please.
All right, lady, I won't argue with you.
Helen! Helen!
You killed her! You killed her! I'll get you for...
Neat work, Joe.
Yeah, I haven't used that blackjack in a long time.
Got all that stuff out of the safe?
Yep. Everything's worked like clockwork, Frankie. As the boss would say, according to plan.
You'll pay for this, both of you.
That's what you think, lady. Oh, there's a little calling card for Van Dyke when he wakes up. I'll leave it on the table. With the compliments of the boss, lady. Well, let's get out of here, Joe.
Why, it's the Red Domino.
Philip. Philip.
He's coming too, Lamont.
Yes. Margot, how long ago did those two men leave?
Just before you came in. You must have just missed them. Poor Helen. Lamont, oh, it's so horrible.
They killed Helen, Lamont. They shot her.
Yes. Yes, I know, Philip. And one of these days you'll see them hanged. Now, just lie back and rest for a minute. There. That's better.
Lamont, one of those crooks said everything went according to plan. Do you think the Red Domino planned Helen's murder?
That's hard to tell. I can't see what possible motive it'd have at the moment. Margot, before we called the police, did you notice anything about those two thieves? Anything unusual that might give us a clue?
Well, no. They were both masked, about medium height, wore black gloves and... Wait a minute.
What is it?
I do remember something out of the ordinary. When the man called Frankie was struggling with Philip, I saw his cufflinks.
Yes?
They were little red dominoes.
Little red dominoes, eh? But aren't they the type of thing that you'd find at any jeweler's?
No. These look very expensive. I'd say they were custom made.
Margot, you're magnificent.
I thank you, Lamont.
You've stumbled onto something that we've needed badly in this case, a clue. From now on, we're going to play a little game.
A little game?
Yes, Margot. A little game of dominoes.
Oh, Lamont, this chair is heaven. Oh, I never knew there were so many jewelers. And so many supercilious jewelry salesmen.
None of them knew a thing about domino cufflinks, eh?
Not a thing.
I didn't have any better luck. We'll try again tomorrow. I know we'll hit on something sooner or later.
All I know is that my feet hurt.
Oh. I'll answer.
Inspector Lodd.
Hello, Lamont.
Well, of all the people I never expected to see, come on in.
Now, the last time I saw you was in London, years ago. I heard you'd retired.
Well, I did, Lamont, but some new business came up.
Margot, this is Inspector John Lodge of Scotland Yard.
How do you do?
Well, this is an honour. Lamont's often talked about you, Inspector. You're practically a legendary character.
He's the terror of every international crook still alive, Margot. An absolute wizard.
Well, this time I'm after the biggest game of my career, Lamont. A certain gentleman calling himself the Red Domino.
The Red Domino?
Then you've come to the right place, Inspector. As a matter of fact, I'm interested in the Red Domino myself.
I knew you would be. And I'm going to need your help.
Have you got in touch with the police here? Commissioner Weston?
No. Frankly, Lamont, I want to stay away from the police for the time being. I'm quite sure that the Red Domino knows every move they make.
Inspector, just who is this Red Domino?
Nobody knows, Miss Lane. Nobody's ever seen his face. Devilishly clever criminal genius. I almost trapped him in London, but he slipped out of the net. Followed him to the Middle East, then South Africa, Brazil, and finally here.
You certainly don't give up easily, Inspector.
No, this is something, well, almost personal. I'm going to get the Red Domino, but it's the last thing I do.
That makes two of us. Oh, excuse me. Hello.
Mr. Cranston?
Yes.
I understand Inspector Lodge of Scotland Yard's in town.
Who told you that?
Never mind, I know.
Who are you?
A member of the Red Domino's organization. I've got a proposition.
Yes?
You arrange to have Inspector Lodge at your flat at 11 o'clock tonight. Now tell him where he can find the Red Domino. Tell him to bring the £10,000 reward they're offering for him.
How do I know this isn't a trick?
You'll just have to take that chance. You agree?
All right. 11 o'clock tonight. He's right on time. I'll answer it, Inspector. Good evening.
Never mind the formalities. I'm here to talk business.
That suits me. This is Inspector Lodge.
Yes, I know. The only man the Red Domino fears. Did you bring the money, Inspector?
Yes, I have it right here.
All right, put it on the table and I'll start talking.
How do I know I can trust you?
That's a chance you'll have to take.
All right. There's the money.
I'll be brief. There isn't much time. I don't know who the Red Domino is. Nobody does. But I know where you can find him.
Inspector, that shot. It came through the open window.
Yes, from the adjoining building.
Still alive. He's trying to say something.
Red Domino, I forged securities, kept them in drawer, bank vault. He stole them, knew he'd have power over me. Blackmail. Oh.
He's dead, Lamont.
Yes. Let's see who's behind that mask, Inspector. The Red Domino hires big game.
Who is it, Lamont?
James Winter, governor of the Standard Bank.
What was that? Someone threw something through the open window. Here it is on the floor. Why, look, Cranston.
Yes, a Red Domino.
Once again, the Red Domino strikes. Stay tuned for further developments in tonight's exciting shadow story. And now, back to the shadow.
Hello?
Hello, Margot.
Lamont, I just got home. I went over to see Philip Van Dyke.
How is he?
In a pretty bad way, Lamont. Heartbroken over Helen. I talked him into going away for a while.
Good idea. A trip should do Philip a world of good.
He's leaving tomorrow for the mountains. Anything new, Lamont?
Yes, I found something, Margot.
What?
The jeweler who made those cufflinks. And the name of the man who wore them.
Lamont, who was it?
A certain Frank Reynolds.
Frankie. The man who killed Helen.
Yes.
Yes, but how did you find out?
They had a carbon copy of the sales docket with his name on it.
Now listen, Margot. I want you to do something for me.
Yes?
Call Inspector Lodge and keep him posted on what's happened. I'll call him later when things are cracking.
But what are you going to do, Lamont?
I'm going to drop out of sight for a couple of days.
But I don't understand.
Well, it's very simple, Margot. I'm going to track down our friend, Frankie Reynolds. And sooner or later, he'll lead me to the Red Domino.
You sent for me, boss?
Yes, Whaley. I want you to watch Lamont Cranston. Follow him.
Cranston, eh? But why, boss?
He's beginning to annoy me, Whaley. He's got a clue to Frankie Reynolds' identity.
You mean that Sheik of the Week really thinks he
Don't underestimate him, Whaley. He's clever and dangerous. A match for anyone except the Red Domino.
Boss, how do you know about this?
You ask too many questions, my friend.
I'm sorry, boss. I was just thinking, though. How about letting me just kill Cranston?
Don't be a fool, Whaley. I have other plans. Lamont Cranston happens to be working with a bitter and personal adversary of mine, a certain Inspector Lodge.
Lodge? You mean that famous English detective?
Yes, Whaley. You see, I plan to use Cranston as a lure. Sooner or later, he'll contact Lodge wherever he is. Then the Red Domino will strike.
Oh, I see what you mean. All right, boss. I'll take Darcy with me. But, what about Frankie, Chief?
I've already given Frankie his instructions. Now start hurrying things along, Whaley. And don't fail me. Understand?
Yes, Chief. Oh, I understand.
You stupid fools. So you failed me, eh? You lost Cranston.
And boss, I tell you, disappeared into thin air. We followed him into a barber shop and...
Shut up, Whaley. You know I accept no excuses for failure.
If you'd only give us one more chance...
Get out of here, both of you. I'll deal with you later.
Oh, boss.
Get out.
Okay. Come on, Darcy. Right.
Yes, Chief?
Send Frankie Reynolds in now.
Right.
Yes.
Hello, boss.
Hello, Frankie. I thought I told you to stay away from here.
Yeah, I know, but Cranston isn't following me anymore. I didn't see any harm in coming back now.
That was very clever of you, Frankie. That's a nice pair of cufflinks you're wearing. Little red dominoes, eh?
Yeah, I think they're pretty neat.
But not very original, Frankie.
I didn't think you'd mind, boss. About me using those little red dominoes, I mean.
I don't think it matters anymore.
What do you mean?
You see, Frankie, I'm going to have to dispose of you. Your services are no longer required.
Of course, I don't understand.
Why, it's very simple, Frankie. First, you failed to follow my instructions. Second, you're a marked man to Cranston and the police.
Boss, I...
Quite frankly, it's going to be embarrassing to have you around.
Oh, boss, you're not going to...
Sorry, Frankie, but it's time you retire.
Hello?
Hello, Margot.
Lamont, where are you?
I'm calling from the subway, City Hall Station. I think I've located the headquarters of the Red Domino. Followed Frankie Reynolds there.
Lamont!
Now, look here, Margot. I've got to talk quickly. Call Inspector Lodge on his silent number and tell him to meet me down here, right?
Yes.
Better call Weston, too, after you speak to the inspector. Tell him to get down here with a squad of men right away.
All right, Lamont. But what are you going to do?
I'm going to keep quiet and out of sight. If any of the Red Domino's men see me, our bird will fly the coop before we can trap him.
Yes, boss?
Is Whaley out there?
Yeah, he's waiting to see you.
All right, send him in. No, well, wait a minute. There's a phone call in here. Keep him in the outer room until I'm through.
All right, Chief.
Hello?
Inspector Lodge?
Hello, Miss Lane.
Inspector, Lamont just called. He's located the Red Domino's headquarters.
What? Where is it?
Well, he didn't say exactly, but he called from City Hall Station. He wants you to meet him there.
City Hall Station, eh? All right. I'll get along right away.
Good. I'll call Commissioner Weston now.
I wouldn't do that, Miss Lane.
But Lamont suggested it. We'll need the police down there.
No, Miss Lane. I know the Red Domino's methods. He has spies posted for blocks around his headquarters. the police show up, he'll make a getaway before they get anywhere near his hideout.
Oh, I see.
You just sit tight and let Lamont and myself handle this, Miss Lane. It looks as though we've finally got the Red Domino at last.
Yes, Chief.
Send Whaley in here right away.
Right.
Hello, Chief.
Hi.
Shut up, Whaley, and listen to me. I've got a job for you.
Yes?
Take some of the boys and pick up Lamont Cranston. You'll find him somewhere around the City Hall station.
Why, that's just around the corner.
Yes. Our handsome young friend thinks he's closing a trap around the Red Domino, really. But I think he's going to get caught in it himself.
Yeah. Looks like he's outsmarted himself. I'll get out of it right away.
Whaley, one more thing. Tell Darcy on your way out to pick up Margot Lane and bring her here.
You mean Cranston's girlfriend?
Yes. She knows too much, Whaley.
Here's the Lane girl, boss. Picked her up at her flat.
Good evening, Miss Lane.
Let go of my arm, you brute.
All right, Darcy. Release her.
What's the meaning of this? Who are you?
Why, don't you know, Miss Lane?
Your voice sounds familiar.
No doubt. You see, we've met before. Introduce us, will you, Darcy?
Certainly. This is the Red Domino, lady.
The Red Domino?
Yes. Sorry I had to put you to this inconvenience, Miss Lane, but I have certain plans for you and for Mr. Cranston.
You'll never get away with this, whoever you are. Don't forget, Lamont Cranston's still free.
Temporarily, Miss Lane. Temporarily. I expect him here any minute.
What are you going...
Boss, something's wrong.
What are you talking about, Whaley?
Well, we couldn't find Cranston.
What?
That's right. We thought we saw him duck up a lane, but when we got there, he was gone.
Naturally, you fool. Why didn't you follow him down the lane?
Well, we couldn't, boss. You see, there was nothing at the other end but a brick wall.
Hey, boss, that don't make sense.
You don't expect me to believe that, do you, Whaley?
Boss, I'm telling you the truth. How's the boys who went with me?
Well, Mr. Red Domino, looks like you've been outsmarted.
Oh, no, Miss Lane. Just a temporary setback. Whaley?
Yes, boss?
You and Darcy here make arrangements for a quick getaway. The place is getting a bit warm.
It'll be a lot hotter for you later. And I'm too much of a lady to mention the place.
As for you, Miss Lane, I find your presence a little inconvenient. I'm afraid I'm going to have to dispose of you.
No, you're not
going
to...
Yes, Miss Lane, I most certainly am. It'll be quick and easy. Just a loud report and... What? Someone knocked the gun out of my hand. I heard a laugh.
Yes, my friend. You heard the laugh of the shadow.
The shadow?
Darcy, the shadow. Let's get out of here.
Don't move, you two. Don't move, I say.
All right, Shadow.
We won't move a step.
How did you get in here, Shadow?
Right through the door, my friend, with your henchman, Whaley.
Very interesting, Shadow. I envy you. Your talent would be very useful in my business.
Your career of crime has ended, Inspector Lodge.
Inspector Lodge? I'm afraid you've made a mistake, Shadow.
No, Inspector. I took the liberty of checking on the silent number you gave Lamont Cranston and Miss Lane here. The telephone department placed the number at this address.
I see.
It was clever of you, my friend. Inspector Lodge and the Red Domino were both the same man through the years. No wonder you escaped Scotland Yard. With your Jekyll and Hyde existence, you knew every move they made.
Go on, Shadow. I find this very interesting.
When England got too hot for you, you came out to this country, kept your police disguise, and added another one.
I suppose you know that one, too.
Yes, my friend, I do. Take your hand away from my desk drawer.
Too late, Shadow. I can't see you, but I know where you are. You won't be able to escape these.
Try again, my friend.
What's that?
It's the police, Darcy. Come on.
Here, you two. Where do you think you're going? Take care of those two, Burke.
Look out, Commissioner.
Drop that gun, you.
You got him, Commissioner.
Excellent shot, Weston.
Shadow, you here?
Yes, Weston. And you may be interested to know that you've just shot the Red Domino.
The Red Domino?
Yes, alias Inspector Lodge of Scotland Yard, alias Philip Van Dyke.
Philip Van Dyke?
Yes, Miss Lane. A fiend who ordered his henchman to murder his own wife for financial gain.
Van Dyke, the Red Domino? It doesn't seem possible, Sheriff.
Rip off his mask and find out, Weston.
Yes, I'll do just that.
Commissioner, it is Philip Van Dyke.
I leave him in your capable hands, Weston. And I trust that you'll see that he pays for his crimes to the full extent of the law.
So, Inspector Lodge, Philip Van Dyke and the Red Domino were one and the same man. But Lamont, it still seems impossible.
A fabulous criminal, the Red Domino. A man of many twisted talents, including a perfect mastery of disguise and oral trickery.
Lamont, when did you first know he was Inspector Lodge?
After I phoned you at City Hall Station. The inspector didn't show up, but two of the Red Domino's henchmen did.
I see. And the inspector was the only other person besides me who knew where you were.
Exactly. After I deluded the Red Domino's thugs, I checked on the inspector's silent number through Weston's office. Then I asked Weston to come a running.
But how could he have been a member of Scotland Yard?
He wasn't. I cabled and received an answer saying that he'd been discharged from Scotland Yard. And when they began to close in on him, he left for this country.
I see. But what about Philip Van Dyke?
What about him?
Well, how did you know he was the Red Domino?
Well, first, Van Dyke had a motive for ordering his wife's murder. She was heavily insured in his favor. Secondly, Philip Van Dyke was the only other person in the room when we discussed the clue of Frankie Reynolds' cufflinks.
So the Red Domino couldn't know that we were on the trail of Frankie unless Philip Van Dyke was the Red Domino himself.
That's right, Margot. You're getting to be quite a detective.
Next week, same time, same station, we bring you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadows' daring battle against the forces of evil. Be sure to listen.
As you sow evil, so shall you reap evil. Crime does not pay. The shadow knows.
This feature is produced by Red Johnston for Grace Gibson Radio Productions, a masterpiece of suspense.